The best type of training, besides pulling a sled in the winter time, is pulling tires. So I'm getting the big truck tire out. Right now I'm just going to be pulling one tire, and this thing, I don't know, probably weighs about 50 pounds. And got a little rope attached to it, and I hook that up to a harness that I wear. It's kind of like hip and shoulder straps. And then I use ski poles. And just start hiking.
My name is Eric Larson, and I am a polar explorer. Some of the risks on an expedition are death, getting eaten by a polar bear, getting hypothermia, getting crushed by ice, falling a crevasse, falling off a mountain, getting severe frostbite, losing your fingers, losing your toes, dying of starvation, getting lost and dying. I don't know. There's all sorts of risks. You have a lot of time for self-reflection when you're skiing or walking or hiking in just white nothingness day after day after day. And so I wondered why don't I just get an office job and work in a cubicle with no windows and just set the thermostat at 72 and never be cold again. So why do I have that yearning? I don't know. I think for me, again, I think I have the yearning to be an explorer and to go to these, not just wild places, but wild frozen places is fairly simple. I love to be outside. I love winter. And I feel like my role is to educate people about how fragile these areas and what they need to do to protect them.
So I think living in northern Minnesota is one of the perfect places to train for an Arctic expedition, because we have winter here for about 6 or 7 or 8 months. At times, I'm able to train and test equipment in just as severe conditions as I always get at the North Pole, at times, that is, in January, if it's 30 or 40 degrees below zero. I've heard of English polar explorers who have tested their cold weather gear by sitting in a commercial freezer all day. You know, like they're sitting on a box of frozen corn. There's some carrots next to them, and they have a big warm coat on, and they're like, okay, I think this might work. In northern Minnesota, we live in a commercial freezer.
My career as a full-time explorer has only really been in the last couple of years, but previous to that, like I said, I was doing, log cabin building, housekeeping, I was a dog musher, I was a substitute teacher, I worked for several years as an environmental educator. So it's only recently that I've been able to make any sort of money, and in fact, a few years ago when I told my sister how much money I made in a year, she said I should go on welfare. But I lead a pretty simple life. But right now, I make almost $30,000 a year from my lectures. And I can make upwards of $1,500 per lecture. If I was Neil Armstrong, I could make $50,000 for a lecture. But I haven't been to the moon. Doing the presentations is, I really enjoy it. And the story of an expedition, for the most part, is pretty engaging, so I don't really have to do too many flashy things to get people interested in what I'm talking about. And that's exciting, to have people interested in your story. But I also try to motivate people to attempt their own challenges or to overcome any sort of fears that they may be facing in their personal life, because I think that's a topic that gets glossed over in our society. Fear, failure, those types of things. We don't want to accept those, but I think they're very real. And in an expedition, you deal with those quite a bit, because they're not always successful the first time. I think why what I do is important is because going to new places, discovering those places for myself, and sharing that story with the rest of the world is part of what it means to be human. That's in our nature, is to go out and explore. But I think more importantly for us in the 21st century, and why what I do is so important, that that our job should not be to go out and conquer these places, but it's to protect them. And that's why I feel what I do is important. I'm playing a small role in trying to protect these last great frozen places.
You've been listening to Behind the Work. Behind the Work is a production of the WTIP News Department. To hear this segment again, or to check out our local news headlines, visit us on the web at wtip.org. Segments from our Behind the Work series can be found right on our homepage.